This is Fresh Air. I'm Marty Moss Cohen. Alaskan writer Sheila Nickerson opens her new book with this announcement. I live in a place where people disappear. Alaska, too large to comprehend. Her book, Disappearance, A Map, nonetheless tries to comprehend the disappearances in the form of death, change, and loss that have marked her life. Book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review.
In the spring of 1992, a few months before Sheila Nickerson planned to retire from her editing job at a conservation magazine, a colleague of hers disappeared. Kent Roth was flying back from a fishing weekend when his Cessna vanished into the immense blankness of snow and glaciers that's known as Alaska's Bermuda Triangle. This same territory, nearly 20 years before, swallowed up House Democratic leader Hale Boggs and Alaska Congressman Nick Begich. For weeks after Kent's disappearance, search planes crisscrossed the area and the local newspapers ran updates. Then the story, along with hope, faded. Only Kent's wife, who experienced disturbing dream visions, believed he was still alive. Perhaps because I had just turned 50, Nickerson tells us, and was about to take early retirement, my children having grown into their own lives, many friends having died, I was standing on the brink of disappearance. I had to know what was there, the terrain, and whether Kent could be called back, whether anyone ever could be called back. Nickerson's haunting book, Disappearance, A Map, is partly an attempt to summon up the dead. It's also an effort to chart her own life, as well as a Baroque compendium of stories about explorers and hikers who've been whited out in the Alaskan wilderness. This is the kind of hard-to-categorize book that runs the risk of becoming lost itself in mega bookstores. A few weeks ago, I was prowling Barnes & Noble's and spotted Phyllis Rose's excellent book on four famous Victorian marriages, Parallel Lives, shelved with the Harlequin romances. Disappearance, A Map, might turn up among the autobiographies or travelogues or even in the New Age spiritual section. I worry that, like the icebound sailing ships Nickerson memorializes, her book will sink beneath a paper blizzard, its distress signals unheard, its precious cargo of wisdom unread. Nickerson served for a time as Alaska's poet laureate, and she writes with shimmering precision about the fatal geography of the far north, the great waves, earthquakes, and deep crevasses that can obliterate life in a second. Not only people have vanished there, but also the native languages and folklore, as well as entire species of now extinct animals. In journal entries styled like an explorer's log, Nickerson gives the longitude and latitude of her own emotional landscape, recording her fears of disappearing into nothingness once she departs from her job and friends and daily routine. The bulk of her narrative, though, is devoted to tales of more renowned adventurers, like Sir John Franklin, who left for the Arctic in 1845 with two ships and 128 men and never returned. For years, teams searched for Franklin's ships as well as for cairns, rock piles in which explorers placed records of their journeys. Franklin's logs were never found, but Nickerson understands the need that propelled his widow, at age 78, to make a voyage to Alaska in one last futile attempt to find them. Without paper trails, all of us face what Nickerson calls the ultimate disappearance of being forgotten. The day after I read Disappearance, A Map, I received a confused note from my favorite aunt, who's now in a nursing home, her memory slipping away. As I read her note, the shaky black words against a snowy expanse of white, I thought about Nickerson's doomed Arctic explorers scratching out their messages, burying them in cairns, and hoping against hope that someone, someday, would discover those papers and rescue the writers from oblivion.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and contributes to The Nation magazine and The Washington Post. She reviewed Disappearance, A Map, A Meditation on Death and Loss in the High Latitudes by Sheila Nickerson. This is Fresh Air.